Richard C. Hoagland, head of the enterprisemission.com, sent me an email this weekend. And Richard, I could just sense your enthusiasm when you were looking at that video and you sent a little bit to me. It was amazing, huh?
Well, as we teased on Friday night, this mission, this Japanese mission to this little asteroid, which is around 1,500 feet across, really tiny compared to some of the other objects out there, is more than I think is being discussed in the press. Would that be a surprise?
It would not be, yeah.
So, yeah, this video, which was shot by the Australian Defense Force over the Woomera Test Range, which is in northeastern Australia, and I first encountered the Woomera Test Range in the works of Arthur C. Clarke, who based one of his novels there. It's in the middle of nowhere in the outback of Australia. In fact, when this thing landed successfully after it jettisoned the little capsule, and the capsule came through the atmosphere, re-entering at something like almost 8 miles per second, which is probably the fastest that anything has come into the Earth's atmosphere and survived and been picked up.
Yeah.
It landed in the desert in the middle of this test range. At first light, they sent out helicopters, and they found it with the parachute. In fact, they pre-dawn, because there's a picture on the web showing from the helicopter the shot of the capsule lying on the desert floor with the parachute kind of draped off to one side and a whole bunch of scrub around it. Looks a bit like New Mexico. And what was really interesting is that they then reported that they brought in, after sunrise, a group of local Aboriginal elders by helicopter.
Why?
They said in the piece that I was reading on I think it's Reuters, that it was to verify that no sacred sites had been damaged.
Ah.
A defense spokesman then, I'm quoting from the story, said the indigenous leaders then cleared the way for the capsule to be recovered later on Monday. But frankly, I'm a little bit skeptical of that explanation. I mean, look, I said on this show Friday night that, Itokawa, which is the name of the asteroid.
And it reached it in 2005.
Yeah.
Sounds like it was forever.
It's been 7 years since thing, you know, seven tetrahedral years since they launched this thing. They landed on it twice, touching down very gently, hoping they got samples. I'll get back to that in a second. In 2005, and then because they had all kinds of equipment problems, the ion engines quit, the attitude control didn't work.
Yeah.
I mean, they had every conceivable problem, and they overcame every one of them, and they got this thing back successfully last night. So the elders, if I'm right, if this thing, this little asteroid that this Japanese probe touched down on, by the way, Hayabusa means falcon.
Okay.
Which, of course, is part of the Osirian mythology out of Egypt.
Hmm.
We'll get back to that in a minute, too. If the elders actually were brought in, I think that the Reuters story is a cover story. I think because the elders, the Aboriginal elders, have their own histories of the human race when it did much more interesting things and when we ran around out there and lived out there and all this. Hmm. I think they were bringing the elders to basically sanction a sacred piece of their own history before it was whisked away
to
a laboratory in Japan.
You may be right. When do they pop open this thing?
They're saying it's going to be in the next 24 hours. Now, the big mystery, of course, is we don't really know that this little probe brought back anything.
That's right.
Because during the sequence back in 2005, cast your mind back, you know, several years, half a decade, does not seem that long.
My gosh.
By remote control, they were trying to gently lower the spacecraft, the main bus, the big spacecraft that weighed something like 1,500 pounds, to within a few meters of this asteroid. And then they were supposed to kick up by firing a bullet, literally several mechanical bullets, spring-loaded, were supposed to be fired downward into the asteroid.
To kick up some dust,
to
right?
To kick up dust, because the asteroid basically has no gravity. So if you hit it with something, a bunch of stuff will spray out, and they were hoping they would collect that material in this capsule, seal it, bring the whole spacecraft back to Earth over, you know, back in 2007, I think they were originally intending to come home. And that all failed. They had to redo the plan. So when they looked at the telemetry, it looked as if the firing mechanism had not fired. But as a weirdness, the entire spacecraft literally sat down like a, you know, resting bird.
Sure.
On the surface of this asteroid. It was never intended to land.
Without gravity.
Well, it's very minute.
Yeah.
So it's more like a rendezvous. It sat down for twice, I think, for several hours. And they're hoping that the very act of this thing crunching down on that powdery surface would have kicked up some dust that the collectors, which were open, received some sample when they sealed them up and brought it back to Earth. Anyway, all of that is a big mystery because we really don't know that there's anything in this capsule that they brought back.
Now, they even tried to grab some pebbles, didn't they?
Well, no, because they didn't have the capability of grabbing anything. It was all this little ballistic rifle bullet thingy fired down into the soil, kicking up a cloud of material, and then the sample of material would kind of waft into, through ballistic action, the sampling device, which would then close, and then they would bring the spacecraft back to Earth. They separated the capsule as they planned, which was amazing, given all the weird technical problems they had with this mission to begin with, and that's what landed safely in the desert last night, and which the Aboriginal elders somehow had to be brought in to do something with.
What incredible technology, though, Richard.
Well, come on. The Japanese are pretty good at robotics and remote control stuff. I mean, I'm fascinated by the workarounds. The big deal, of course, is will they tell us, A, if there is soil in there? Is this a big shaggy dog story? So they can have plausible deniability to say, well, we're sorry, but nothing came back. Or will they tell us the truth and tell us, yeah, we got material, and this is what it's composed of?
Mm-hmm.
Or C, will they tell us the truth and say, we got material, and this is what it's composed of? And, oh, by the way, there looks like there's high-tech components and refined metal. I'm serious, George.
We've got some transistors in here.
I'm absolutely serious, yes. So you have those three options. You've got the, oops, nothing happened, you know, move along, nothing to see. Or, oh, we've got ancient pristine material from the origin of the solar system. Yeah, right. Or the realistic scenario, which is based on the imagery. If you go to the websites, the Japanese websites, and you look at the close-ups of the really stunning close-ups they got of this asteroid, there are things there that do not look like natural rocks. They're too geometric. They're too spiky. There's one thing on the edge which looks like a pipe sticking up. Now, rocks do not form pipe-like structures sticking up a couple of hundred feet.